Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about an update to the Bitcoin core code. We'll talk about Goldman Sachs and what they think about Bitcoin, and we'll talk about what goes on with Litecoin and LitePay. So let's jump right into this first news story. Bitcoin Core 0.16.0 goes live. Here's what changes in this major update. So one of the biggest things that changes with this Bitcoin Core update, and this happens not that often, so if you think this is something that happens every week, you're kind of wrong. This actually happens maybe once a quarter, maybe once a half a year, and depending on the type of changes, it happens more often. So maybe if there are smaller changes, it happens more often, but for the bigger changes, this actually happens only like quarterly or maybe half a year. We have talked about the changes that are being done here in our research paper. So if you go to BlueAlpineResearch.com, even if you go to BlueAlpineResearch.com/free-report, you will get a cryptocurrency report, but for another cryptocurrency, not Bitcoin. But once you sign up, you can read through the details a bit. One of the major things, or the most important thing, is version 0.16.0 finally includes support for native SegWit addresses, which leverage the user-friendly BEC 2032 address format and supports SegWit payments automatically. So previously, SegWit support has been announced by the Bitcoin Core group. That was around end of October, beginning of November, something like this. But since this SegWit 2 issue came up, they weren't really focused on making this available to the entire core platform. Now with Bitcoin exchanges such as Coinbase and Bitfinex actually adopting SegWit transactions, we will see SegWit coming all over the Bitcoin network. What does SegWit exactly mean? It basically means that it reduces the size of the transactions, and with that results in lower fees. So for the end user, great news. SegWit is definitely the way to go when it comes to scaling Bitcoin up. It is the first step also to get Lightning Network up and running. So this is a very, very important step. The other points, there are around three or four points. We have marked here one of the, in our opinion, more important ones. The other ones you can read up. I will link them in the description. Replace by fee, so RBF, which allows users to replace slow to be mined transactions with new transactions with higher fees. This will be enabled by default. So if you send a transaction and it's not getting confirmed by the network, you can then, or it will then, use a higher amount of fees and make sure that your transaction goes through quicker. And this was previously not the case. So previously you were able to set the transaction fee yourself, and it would only use that amount of transaction fee that you have set, meaning that if a transaction takes super long, that it will actually, the transaction itself will take super long because you have defined a low fee, and it won't adjust the fee if the transaction is slow. Now, in this case, if the network realizes that the transaction is not getting confirmed by the network, it will just change the amount of fee. So you will have to pay a little bit more, but the transaction then will go through. The other changes, as I've mentioned, you can look it up here. Great update, in my opinion. It's a pretty big update as well. So the last version was this 0.15.0, but now we're on 0.16.0. So we'll see what comes up next. Obviously, a lot of people are waiting for Lightning Network, but this will take a while still. Now, next up, we have an interesting story. Goldman Sachs, latest bank to label crypto a business risk. Now, Goldman Sachs, one of the biggest bank, if not the biggest investment bank in the world, has gone on public record and said once again that cryptocurrencies are a or blockchains are a potential business risk. Now, what they have done is similar to Bank of America with the SEC. You have to file kind of a document that explains the situation or the atmosphere that the business is currently in. So be it for the future investors, for stakeholders, etc., etc. So the company actually writes, we may be or may become exposed to risks related to distributed ledger technology through our facilitation of clients' activities involving financial products linked to distributed ledger technology, such as blockchain or cryptocurrencies. Our investments in companies that seek to develop platforms based on distributed ledger technology and the use of distributed ledger technology by third-party vendors, clients and counterparties, clearinghouses and other financial intermediaries. So they are saying that potentially cryptocurrencies and or blockchain could be a risk for their business, and they are not really positively looking at Bitcoin. So the CEO has said that we're a prime broker, and so if our clients are going to do it, we're going to do it. A principal Bitcoin business where we're going long and short market making, so far we're not. So in the end, the market decides. So even for Goldman Sachs, if the clients actually want any kind of Bitcoin trading, be it through futures or through something else, then Goldman Sachs will probably offer this. Now, what is interesting, and this is a bit far-fetched, but hear me out, bear with me here. So Goldman Sachs is an investor in payment startup Circle. Now Circle is a startup where the idea is basically you can send money via text. So you can send dollar, pounds, euros by texting someone and sending the number directly here. Then you can use it within an app, and you can do the bumps and all of these things, so you can instantly send money to another person. This has nothing really to do with cryptocurrency. However, Circle actually bought Bitcoin exchange Poloniex. Now, or cryptocurrency exchange Poloniex. Poloniex is actually one of the oldest and more famous cryptocurrency exchanges. However, it has gone, it has lost a bit of popularity in the last, I want to say, 2 years, one to two years, something like this, because of Binance, Bittrex, Bitfinex, KuCoin, all of these other cryptocurrency exchanges coming up. But Poloniex was long one of the few cryptocurrency exchanges where you were able to buy altcoins, for example. Now, in this area, this what is really interesting, Circle has bought Poloniex. Now, Goldman Sachs has an investment in Circle. So indirectly, Goldman Sachs is partly owning a cryptocurrency exchange, which is really coming full circle here. So on one hand, Goldman Sachs is saying, no, we're not touching Bitcoin in any way or cryptocurrency in any way. It's actually a risk for our business. But on the other hand, they are invested in a company that indirectly or directly bought a cryptocurrency exchange. So this is really interesting. I mean, obviously, Goldman Sachs is saying this for strategic reasons, because a majority of their business is still safe products, safe instruments, safe financial instruments, if you will, and cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, all of these things are very still volatile, risky, and they don't really understand it. And if they don't understand it, they don't want to be a part of it. So I think Goldman Sachs is definitely looking into blockchain technology, maybe even trying to think or how they can launch something on their own. But for the time being, they will use intermediary parties to actually be part of the action. Because don't forget, exchanges, cryptocurrency exchanges, actually make a lot of money. So Coinbase has reported around $1 billion in revenue in 2017. So it can be quite a lucrative business if you're knowing, if you know what you're doing. So for Goldman Sachs, I don't think they're anti-Bitcoin. I think they want to be part of the action, but only indirectly, and only later they will become a bit more involved directly. Now, next up, we have an interesting story. Litecoin bucks the trend as the other top coins slump. LitePay launches today. So today the market was generally positive, but Litecoin has jumped, I want to say, since a couple of days, maybe even sometimes double digits, so between 5 to 10%. And Litecoin was always quite steady compared to the other cryptocurrencies. Now, the reason for this is actually because LitePay launches today. Now, LitePay, and we've talked about this, this is a multiple aspect. So on one hand, you can, as a business, accept Litecoin, be it through an e-commerce store or even a physical store, you can accept Litecoin. And on the other hand, you will get a LitePay card, which is a credit card, which uses Litecoin in order for making payments. So you can technically load it up with dollars and then it, turn it into Litecoin and then use that, use those Litecoins to actually transact in business. And this is quite a big thing. So BitPay, for example, was the equivalent of Bitcoin. Now in the last couple of weeks, Visa and MasterCard and all these credit card companies have actually come out and said, well, we're not really allowing our customers to use their credit cards for Bitcoin payments and all of these things. So in the article, it says, with the release of LitePay comes the realization that major financial industries may prefer Litecoin to Bitcoin. The LitePay debit card will be powered by Visa, who have seemingly turned their backs on Bitcoin. The ability to use the card at ATMs coupled with instant Litecoin to USD conversion will open up huge amounts of potential for Litecoin, which will only have a positive impact on the price. So obviously a lot of people are buying up those Litecoins at a around $200 now to $220-ish price, and I remember like a week ago it was around $150-$140. So people are definitely banking on Litecoin being adopted in a major way. Whether and how much of this actually will happen, we will see. But I think this is a huge announcement for Litecoin itself. And we will definitely update our report on Litecoin to include LitePay as well. Now, with that, we're already at the end of today's news story. Don't forget to go to bluealpineresearch.com/free-report to get your cryptocurrency and fundamental analysis that we've done for free. And if you want to stay updated about the things we're doing, make sure to sign up and give me a like, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you tomorrow. Take care.